we're just going to spend a few minutes thinking about voices. So, what voices do we listen to? Oh, she's gone straight for the spiritual one. The voice of the Holy Spirit speaking in you. That's absolutely right. What else?
Teachers.
The voice of teachers. Yes, very important to listen to the voice of your teachers when you're at school. Who else?
Tim. Newscasters.
Newscasters, yes. Who else? YouTubers. Politicians.
Parents.
Parents.
Bosses some of the time.
Bosses some of the time.
I used to do a lot of study, and I used to listen to past voices or reading, hearing what people were saying, how they were connected with God in very, very difficult times.
So voices of Christians who have lived and talking about their experiences to give inspiration for how you can live, particularly in difficult times. Thank you, Victor. Maya?
The voice of God.
The voice of God. Yes, you're absolutely right. We are bombarded with lots of different voices every single day, aren't we? And are all the voices we listen to helpful? What do the children think? Is every voice we listen to helpful? No, no. So there are some good voices, voices we should listen to, and bad voices, voices we shouldn't listen to. Just like in our story, the sheep listened to the shepherd, but they didn't listen to the sheep rustler who tried to steal them. So how can we tell the difference between good and bad voices? Sunil?
Studying the Bible.
Studying the Bible. Again, straight in with the spiritual one. Thank you. Any others? Greg?
Ask the people you trust.
Ask the people you trust. Ask their opinion. Good one. Pray. Pray and ask God. Looking at people's track record. Yeah, absolutely. Have what they've said before been helpful and good, or the words they've said in the past been unhelpful? We can listen to a whole range of good voices and bad voices. Good voices tend to be positive, truthful. They build us up. They help us. We learn to trust them. And they are scriptural. They are according to the Bible and to our faith. Bad voices are negative, deceiving, harmful, and horrible. We have to be really discerning about what we hear online and what we read online these days, social media. Is it helpful? Is it truthful? Or is it lies? Is it unhelpful? In the Bible, there's a passage that says that whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, we should think about these things. And I would say not only should we think about these things, but these are signs of good voices that we should listen to. Voices which tell the truth. Voices which are noble and right. Voices which are pure. Voices which are lovely. Voices of people we admire because they have done good things. Voices which are excellent, which other people praise, and you yourself find praiseworthy. We should, in the message it goes on to say, we should think about the best and not the worst, the beautiful and not the ugly, things to praise and not things to curse. And that those are also the voices that we should be listening to. And as we think about these things, often it says in the Bible, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what is inside our hearts and what is inside other people's hearts often will come out in what they say. So if we're dwelling on negative things, if we're dwelling on past hurts, if we're dwelling on all of the bad news that we can find online, that will affect us negatively. If we're dwelling on positive things, if we're not letting these negative things sit in our hearts, then that will affect us positively. So we need to be careful not only of the voices we listen to, but what we dwell on and the words that we speak to ourselves and to others. There's quite a lot of fun going on down the front here. What about Jesus' voice? Can we hear his voice above all the other voices we can hear? Can you discern Jesus' voice above all the other voices you hear? That's the challenge from our passage today. In the passage, Jesus says, "The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd, and the sheep listen to his voice." Do we listen to his voice when he calls us? He also said, "The shepherd goes ahead of the sheep, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Now, I watched a program about how things like smart speakers came to be, and I don't own a smart speaker, but I saw this experiment where there was a really crowded, noisy room, and there was an Alexa on one end of the room, and the person whose Alexa it was the other end of the room, and really noisy, lots of voices going on. You said the word Alexa, bing, and Alexa came to life. Alexa knew Alexa's name and knew that that was someone calling her, it, to life and to action. Can we be like Alexa? Can we hear Jesus' voice above all the other voices so that when Jesus speaks to us, we can go, ping, that's God speaking. I need to do something now. Jesus says in another, at the end of this passage, he says, "I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full." Isn't that great? Isn't that the kind of life we want to live? And it's only possible to live life to the full through Jesus' voice. I do need to say again, that does not mean that we live perfect lives where nothing goes wrong, but we live lives with Jesus with us, and that is what life to the full is. So, how can we hear Jesus' voice above all the other voices we hear? I've got three practical suggestions. I'm sure you can think of more. The first one, I think some of these have been covered. Read your Bible. Through the Bible, we get to know what Jesus is like and what God is like. Helps us to hear, to be able to discern God's voice above all others. And there are lots of use something to help you understand what you're reading. Don't just pick it up and read it, because there's lots of things that's difficult to understand there. So use something, a book, some Bible reading notes. Loads and loads of different apps can help you. And we've got the Bible course coming up. Helen and I will be running the Bible course in May and June, which is a 6-8 week course looking at kind of how the structure of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. We will release more information about that once we've finalised dates. The second one is pray regularly. So I set aside time to pray by yourself on a regular basis, to talk to God and to listen to God, and also pray with others. And again, there are some great resources online. Pete Gregg and the 24/7 prayer movement give a whole load of good stuff on prayer if you're struggling with that. And also meet with others. We're not designed to do this by ourselves. We're designed to be Christians together in fellowship. So on Sundays, informally in the week with friends, we do have several midweek groups, so some home groups. So Mary and Rick, Val and Cliff, Jill runs the invitations group, Vanessa and Andy, Ian and myself, and Anne, who runs the monthly women's group. If you're interested in coming to a home group where we can learn about God together and walk together and study the Bible together, then do have a chat with me. We're going to be talking about those a little bit more in the future. So just some questions for us to end on, and these will be reflections. That's reflections for our next activity as well. What has struck me from this morning? What things do I fill my mind with? Can Can I hear Jesus calling me by name? How can I get to know Jesus' voice more? Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, that you know us and you love us. And Lord, that there's always more that we can learn about you. And I just ask that you will help us to be your sheep and as you as our shepherd, and we can hear your voice and know you more and more. Amen.